state apology to those impacted by the Stardust disaster will be delivered by the Taoiseach tomorrow. It follows a meeting between Simon Harris and a group of more than 70 survivors, victims' families and their legal representatives at the weekend, in which he apologised unreservedly. Yesterday, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said the government would give serious consideration to a redress scheme for survivors and families. Last week, a jury at the inquest into the deaths of the 48 people in the nightclub fire in 1981 returned verdicts of unlawful killing. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari is with us. Sam, take us through what happened over the weekend.
Well, Gavin, after the verdict of unlawful killing was delivered on Thursday, on Friday, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, invited survivors and the relatives of victims of the Stardust disaster to meet with him on Saturday at government buildings. And there were indications at that stage that he was going to offer a state apology to them as early as this week. Now, before the meeting on Saturday morning, a large group of Stardust campaigners first met with the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and Senator Lynn Boylan, who has for a long time been involved with their campaign. And after that meeting, Deputy MacDonald said the group had told her that while they welcomed a state apology, it had to be the right kind of state apology. She said there'd been a deliberate and systematic mistreatment of the families by the state. And she said any apology needed to be clear, full and unequivocal, and that it needs to be clear what the state is apologising for.
So after that, they met the Taoiseach. What happened to that meeting?
Well, the large group, which was made up of about 70 people, arrived at government buildings with a large banner and pictures of their loved ones. And on the many occasions that they've been in and out of government buildings before, they've had to battle to be there. And on some occasions, they've left bitterly disappointed. But the mood was much more positive as they went inside. And after the meeting, which lasted around an hour and a half, the reaction as the families emerged was generally a positive one as well. The Taoiseach started the meeting by apologising unreservedly for what had happened, and he read out the names of the 48 young people who died in the blaze and listened to the stories that people told about their struggle to get justice for their loved ones. Now, leading campaigner and survivor Antoinette Keegan, who lost two sisters at the Stardust, said Simon Harris had committed to giving them an apology which addressed all of their issues, and she said she was feeling very positive that they'd been listened to after 43 years and that she felt some sort of dignity and respect had been shown to them. But she also warned that if the apology wasn't right, the families wouldn't be accepting it. And everyone who followed had that same kind of reaction. They were happy with the Taoiseach that he'd listened, but they said what they wanted to see was what was actually in the apology. And after 43 years of battling the state, that slight cynicism is of no surprise, really. Carol Barrett, whose brother Michael died in the Stardust, said the apology needs to be robust and worth the paper it's written on. And Bridget McDermott, who lost three children in the blaze, very poignantly said that while she was happy with how the meeting went, Tuesday's apology was a little bit late for her.
So what happens next?
Well, the families have been invited to return to Dáil Éireann on Tuesday afternoon to hear the apology. And the family spoke a lot of particular events and episodes over the past four decades that they said Simon Harris had committed to including in the apology. Maurice McHugh, whose only child Caroline died in the blaze, made the point that the Taoiseach has an awful lot of work to do to make that apology adequate in just 3 days after meeting with them. And I think the real question will be, will he be able to include all of the issues that this very large group want to see addressed? Now, interestingly, the solicitor for most of the family said he was confident the Taoiseach had listened to families, but he said his legal team had offered to engage directly with the Taoiseach on the contents of the apology, but it's not clear if the Taoiseach is taking up that offer. Now, I understand Simon Harris listened carefully to what people said. The families asked him to read the pen portraits about the victims that were read at the inquest, and he spent the weekend doing that. And all of that information will be central to the state apology, which will be the first he delivers at Taoiseach and will be no doubt something he's keen to get right.
Talked to at the weekend about redress.
Yeah, I understand that redress didn't form part of the meeting with the Taoiseach and that not a single person who was at that meeting raised that issue. There was much talk of it in the Sunday newspapers, and yesterday Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the government would give the issue serious consideration. However, Antoinette Keegan told me last night that the family's focus is on Tuesday's apology and a redress scheme is not on their agenda right now. She was very keen to point out that their quest for truth and justice has never been about money. And Senator Lynn Boylan made the point that the previous compensation scheme from the 1980s was deeply damaging to people because it contained things like non-disclosures and threats of legal action and that people could lose their homes. And Solicitor Dara Mackin also said on Saturday that in his view, The apology has to be right first, and then they'd need to look at what he described as reconciliation before the families move to the next stage. The families too spoke about their ongoing quest for justice. Maurice McHugh said it's now up to the DPP, the Gardaí and the Minister for Justice to establish if there's been criminality involved. But he warned that if nothing happens in that regard, the families would campaign again.
Sam, thank you. That's our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Labrerie. We'll have more on Stardust later in the programme.